Good evening. This is the Technologies KS3 Nightly Briefing for March 14th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and I'd like to thank you to this new Nightly Briefing. Now, I've decided to change the title a bit simply because, well, this is really a special edition. And the reason why is that I had to stay up to watch something that I'm truly excited about. But before I begin, I would like for you to do some few things in order to support this podcast. So please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, but then also subscribing to this podcast to wherever you're listening to it. And then also make sure that you are sharing this with all your friends and family and everyone that you know, so that way they can learn the truth about technology. And tonight is something very special because this is a combination of technology and automobiles. And the only company out there that's really in the forefront of this, and who everybody is trying to catch up to, is Tesla. Tesla tonight, just a few minutes ago, announced and unveiled the Model Y. Now, this is a mid-size crossover that is, I gotta tell you, it's really interesting. So the basic size of it, just put into reference, is just it's a little bit bigger than a Model 3. If you don't know what that actually looks like, as far as with crossovers, think of the Nissan Rogue as far as with a mid-size crossover. And this vehicle seats It actually seats seven. It has a range of 300 miles. It also goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. And the price starts at $39,000. Now, of course, they have different models with this. And, of course, it will max out at $66,000 for a dual-motor performance package, which doesn't hit 300 miles for the range, but it is 280 miles. But it is so great that oh my goodness, I am really getting ahead of myself today. So Apple is coming up a little bit later because they did something, which is really great and awesome, and I can't wait to go. But Tesla, for instance, is really leading the pack. And if you take their lineup, and this is really how much of a visionary their CEO, Elon Musk, is that if you look at the models, the Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and now the Model Y, it all spells out sexy. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And what they really are doing is that they're bringing sexy into the automotive world. And it's really great that they're doing this. Now, if you follow me on Facebook or on Instagram, Instagram Kinster 2076, you will see that I already went and you can actually order the Model Y right now. You can actually pay for it with Apple Pay. But here's the thing with the Model Y is that you can put a deposit down of $2,500 and you will have to wait until the fall of 2020 before your vehicle arrives. Now that is take some patience. It definitely does, and even at that time, just like with the Model 3, it's going to drip out because of course Tesla actually has to still find room in order to really produce the Model Y because they're just still trying to catch up on the production of the Model 3. And so now, here's the truth of it, of everything when it comes to releases like this. And there's going to be a bunch of press about it, and you'll hear it on your morning newscast and all over the web about this vehicle, because most likely this vehicle will probably be their top seller. And the reason why is because the automotive trend right now is that people are buying more SUVs and crossovers and trucks than they are with sedans. And proof of that is that Ford is cutting out all of their sedans except the Mustang. You have Cadillac doing the same thing, or GM basically doing the same thing. And they're focusing on larger vehicles. Now, the upside of it, and even with the presentation with the Model Y, when back in 2008, 9, and 2010, when they started coming out with electric vehicles, the critics and the news panned Elon, call him a fraud, and said that electric vehicles were a bad idea. Now here, 11 years later, and they are able to cover the press like crazy. And the amazing thing with Tesla is that they're able to grow, and they've said they've sold over 1 million vehicles as of today. But they did all this with word of mouth. And now when you compare it to 1 million vehicles lifetime versus the, what I would say, the rest of the automotive market, that pales in comparison. But for a startup car company that went from zero to where they are right now is absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And he noted that it's been over 100 years since there's been a company to actually start up in America. And that, to me, shows on the grasp of how the big three really control the whole marketplace, and everybody else is just trying to catch up. And they are, everybody now is trying to catch up, even with Volkswagen. Volkswagen said that the majority of their vehicle lineup by 2026 is going to be all, all of it is going to be all electric. So this is something that's not a phenomenon that's going away. This is something that's here to stay. And perhaps the next time that you're looking to get a new vehicle, it very, very well might be a Tesla. It could be a Model Y. Because for it to start at $39,000, that's great. The interior is just like the Model 3, very minimalistic. And for it to even seat 7, which is an option, the extra seats are an option. The huge panoramic roof, yeah, that's pretty nice. But now there's some things that they did not talk about as far as with other features. But one of the things that Elon Musk talked about, saying that the autopilot feature, which is another option that you can get on it, it will be completely autonomous by the end of this year, at least the ones that have the hardware. Now, whether or not if that's really going to be true or not, that's a whole lot of pressure. But here's the thing. I do not bet against Elon Musk at all, because even though that things may be delayed, he is definitely one that actually pushes things out into fruition. And proof of that is SpaceX. And he's able to get a bunch of different intelligent people to be able to craft his vision. And that's pretty awesome. I really do. So that is all that I have about Tesla. But I had a brain fart earlier and dealing with Apple. So I'm excited about Apple too, because they announced that their Worldwide Developers Conference at WWDC will be coming out. Well, actually not coming out, but it will start on June 3rd. So why should you be excited about that? Well, on June 3rd, that basically means that the new version of iOS, iOS 13, will come out in beta, and some other things will come out. Remember that Apple has an event on March 25th. So, but the Worldwide Developers Conference is pretty awesome. And of course, I'll be covering it extensively, and we'll tell you some things about iOS 13. When that has come out. So I'll be looking forward to my phone breaking before I got on vacation with a beta version of the software. But it's all good. But another interesting thing that happened to Apple today, just like with how the Facebook platform went away for a little bit, I was disabled. Apple's iCloud service was out this today as well for several hours. So it's really interesting, because I wonder if Google is going to happen. And I'm saying this because what's really interesting is that these huge platforms are going down. So if there is another platform that really goes down tomorrow or the next week or something like that, then there is somebody doing something that is sabotaging these platforms. But what does that mean for you and us regular consumers? Well, when it happens, don't worry about it, because they always have a team of people that will go and fix it. So just like yesterday, it's funny that Instagram went down and people who normally post and stuff like that, just for social aspects to feed their ego and whatnot, they weren't able to yesterday. But the reality is, just like how I said yesterday, that there are businesses that lost out on individual businesses that lost out on thousands of dollars, perhaps on sales, because they use these platforms for selling. And that's the way. I mean, the social media is a platform on its own when it comes to business. And so they rely on it and rely on that, on the marketing and the ads and stuff like that. So hopefully Facebook will not have a major outage like this again. Yes, they will. And even though it's been 11 years since they had their last major outage, and I even remember that one too, because I was on Facebook at that time. But there was a whole lot less people that were on there versus now. Like 150 million people versus 158 million people versus 2.1 billion people now. Huge difference. But it affected a whole lot of people. But when something like this happened, don't panic. Don't panic, because it is okay. Just go read a book. Go outside. Breathe some fresh air. And life will be okay. but particularly don't involve yourself so much, attach yourself so much to these other platforms that you can't be a human when you don't have access to it. But that's perhaps why you need to go on vacation. And speaking of going on vacation, if you need to travel, make sure that you go and visit GoSoTravel.com. And that way that you can go and look at some deals, but then also to stay informed on all the travel that you want. You can go on book trips on there if you like to. And hey, it's about time for you to plan for your Christmas vacation. No, seriously. You want to go on that cruise? You'll love being able to go on GoSoTravel.com and be able to see your cruise deals. Sign up for the newsletter so that you can continue to get all the daily, all the new news about the deals in the travel industry. But so that's all I have time for today for the nightly briefing. There's some other things that did happen, particularly with Kamala Harris, who introduced a bill to send millions of dollars to governments so that they can get decent tech support. Ding, 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 idea. Who wants to partner up with me? But in the case, I hope everyone has a great evening. Go to Tesla.com. Check out the Model Y. You can go and order it, see all the different options and colors, and plan on buying one. For real. Because it's definitely one way of going towards a green new, the new green bill, of what it's called. New deal, green new deal. And we got to change our methods so that we can actually save the planet. I'm not trying to sound like a pure environmentalist, but what I can say is that there is nothing wrong with actually doing things a better way and providing those jobs and creating new industries, which some people who are deniers, climate deniers, just don't really see. We got to move with the times, and it's our time right now. So, everyone have a good evening, and see you all later.